to the Emirates FA Cup fifth round. Another clean sheet, we keep on winning. Really good night. Dominic Szoboszlai back in midfield, scored a brilliant goal. Mohamed Salah back on a score sheet for Liverpool. He got an assist and a goal in the first half. Brighton made it tough for Liverpool at times, but we got the opener. Kerkez, who nearly scored a brilliant goal, was denied a great save, then provided a great assist. Kerkez down the left, an Andy Robbo style cross, and Curtis Jones playing at right back scored his first goal of the season. Into the second half, after Alisson made a big save, by the way, at the end of that first half, one-on-one with Gomez. But then in the second half, brilliant pass from Salah into Szoboszlai in the box. What a finish from Szoboszlai, his 10th of the season. And Mo Salah with the final icing on the cake. What a penalty, scored the penalty for Liverpool. Liverpool through, Liverpool 3, Brighton 0.
Steve Hunter's summary of events at Anfield as Liverpool booked their place in the FA Cup fifth round with a 3-0 win over Brighton. Welcome to The Reaction. I'm Harriet Pryor, and coming up in this episode, we'll hear from Arne Slot and Curtis Jones. First, though, to our pundits, former Reds David Thompson and Jay Spearing, who join me pitchside after the game. The Reds comfortably through to the fifth round. And Jay, let's start with the fact that you got your prediction spot on. Well done. What did you make of that performance?
Wasn't a bad start, was it? Got his coupon up.
You found the hat as well.
I thought, to be fair, I think we have to give Brighton a bit of credit. I thought they started the game really, really well. They played some really nice football, caused Liverpool a couple of problems, but without really testing Alisson, I felt. But then Liverpool started to get more and more control of the game, and then once we got control and end of the first half with a goal up, a lovely finish from Curtis Jones. For me, then there was only going to be one winner, and that's how I felt the game finished after all. So a really positive result. Yeah, happy with the 3-0.
Happy with the 3-0, definitely. Tomo, did it feel comfortable? Like you just mentioned, Jay, Brighton had a bit of momentum early on, but very quickly, and particularly when Liverpool got their first goal, it looked like there was only going to be one winner.
Yeah, it was a really good, controlled, professional performance from us. Didn't overly exert ourselves, eased our way into the game. And I thought Kerkez was magnificent tonight. It's probably his best game in a Liverpool shirt. Jay, do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought he was very good. Really good.
And the cross for the goal, it was one of them inviting crosses there. It was just tempting people to queue up to come and tap it in. But there was Curtis. And yeah, it was a good reminder. I think he's gone about 56 games without a goal. We were starting to think, you know, come on, you've got to start contributing.
57
up there.
Games without a
57?
Goal. 57? Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, fair play. He's done it today. He's got back off the mark. He's reset the clock. Let's hope it's not so long next time.
Should we go straight into that first goal then, Jay? It was a lovely cross, wasn't it, as we mentioned, from Kerkez on that left-hand side. And a tap-in for Curtis, but he had to be in the right place at the right time, particularly from the fullback position.
I was just about to say, considering he was playing... To be fair, it's fullback to fullback, innit? You probably don't expect Curtis to be the one that finishes it off, but he's obviously followed the play. He's been played a huge part in the start of it. And as the ball's gone out, I felt Kerkez reacted to the next, obviously the tackle from, I think it was Gross that tackled someone and went down the side. He was first to react. Fantastic delivery. It's into like the no man's land. Defenders facing their own goal. No one wants to touch it. And then Curtis was first to react. And it was a difficult finish, to be fair, you know, because it's bounced up, but he's controlled it well and off the bar and in. And, you know, it'll do him the world of good because... He's probably thinking he probably earned more game time. You know, he hasn't played as much as he's probably like. So to go off, to go play in the 80, maybe 80 sort of minutes it was.
They're not easy then, but then balls in. When they whipped in with such pace and they've got that little bounce in front of you. I mean, we've seen it the other day with Cole Palmer, of all people, from 1 yard. You know, he's put it over the bar. But Curtis managed to get a lovely contact on the ball and it's gone in off the bar. Beautiful finish, good goal. And I think we were happy to go in 1-0 at the break.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jay just mentioned it, Tomo, but the fact that Curtis hasn't been getting consistent and regular game time recently, what will that performance do and that goal as well for his confidence?
Well, it's just another reminder of how good he actually is. You know, he was comfortable in most of the game. Even in the one-on-one situations, I don't think he got really got that tested. So, yeah, it was a great performance from right back. And it allowed Dom to be in midfield and you know, the second goal just showed how important Dom is to... He just doesn't score tap-ins, does he? That was such a clean strike. Such a clean strike. And a great run, a lovely ball from Mo Salah again, who got a lovely assist. So, yeah, a really pleasing performance from my point of view and from the club's point of view.
Yeah, it was a nice switch of play, wasn't it, for that second goal, over from the left-hand side to Mo Salah, feeding in Szoboszlai, who got a lovely finish, as we just mentioned. Szoboszlai just keeps on scoring, keeps on grinding out. Incredible performance, doesn't he, Jay? What have you made of him tonight, but also just generally this season?
This season, I think, personally, I'm not too sure what Tomo thinks, but I think he's been Liverpool's best player. And I think he's been the most consistent. He's brought so much.
I think you need to rephrase that. He could be up there for footballer of the year at this rate. You know, he's only got competition from Declan Rice, I'd say. So, you know, it's quite tight at the top up there.
Yeah, by the way, there's no argument from me with that, because I generally think he's been brilliant. He stepped up when he needed goals. He stepped into positions that he's not played, but done like unbelievably well. In midfield, though, that's what the threat you get. You get the legs to run in behind. I felt Cody done really well with the touch inside to get away from the defender. A switch to switch, but Mo's touch, like, you know, Dom doesn't have to break stride. And as he strikes it, listen, it's past the keeper before he's even reacted. It's an unbelievable finish. And the two goals for Liverpool, two out of the three, obviously, apart from the penalty, I thought were really, really good quality goals tonight. So Liverpool will be really pleased with that.
17 goal involvements now for Dominic Szoboszlai this season. Do you think that's an element he's up to his game this year? The fact that he is creating so much in terms of assists, but also in front of goal?
His form this year has gone to a new level. And over the last 6 weeks, it's been absolutely insane. And I think sometimes when you hit a purple patch like that, you just can't wait for the next game and the next game. So I think that's why it was so unfortunate that, you know, he got sent off the way he did. I mean, it could have easily been avoided, but it was a silly mistake. But, you know, he has to be punished for that, but so does the club. But his form is just... I don't think there's anyone who strikes up a better ball in the Premier League than Dominic Szoboszlai.
Well, I think you said to me, like, he reminds me of Stevie G. You know, he's exactly the same... Oh, my God, he's exactly the same player that did the... The athleticism, the running power, from minute one to minute 95, he's on charge. He doesn't stop. He wants to be the best player. His standards, his diagonal balls, his passing, his tackling. Yeah, he just...
I think he's down a little bit on the aggression, though.
But, you know, for me, he's not far off. And I think
Oh, by the way, if he did add that to his game a little bit, I think that would take him to the next level. I think that would really...
What, you want to see a little bit more aggression?
A little bit more... A bit more bravery in the tackle at times. But I think that's the only thing. If you're going to be ultra critical of where he needs to improve, that's it. And that's what it's about, continuous improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And Mo Salah gets the assist for that one. And then he gets a goal of his own, of course, through the penalty. Fair shout for you that was given?
Yeah, he drew the foul. And I think the first bit to push the fullback out the way, you know, considering... People look at him and think, oh, he won't be that strong, but he's unbelievably strong. He can hold off people all day long. He does really well to get himself inside the box, and he's just waiting for contact. And he draws a foul from the defender. And then again, you know, when he steps up for me, there's just only going to be one outcome. The penalty is frightening. It's in the top bin again. It's past Steely before he's even had a chance to even react to it. But, you know, that'll do him the world of good, you know, because a lot of people have probably been questioning Mo. Has he fell into a little bit of a patch where his form's not right there? But, you know, when he plays, he makes Liverpool better. He does for me. He brings so much attention to himself and players around him that there's space elsewhere for other players. And he's so good. And listen, his stats speak for himself.
Yeah, what did you make of Mo Salah's performance tonight?
I thought it was a mixed bag, really. I thought he was quite poor in possession at times. But he's always there to create chances. I know, speaking to Mels before the game, you know, I was talking about how disciplined he is at times, and he's isolated in games and maybe sometimes doesn't make the contribution. But Mel said, yeah, but he always makes creates two or three good chances. He's done it again tonight. That touch, obviously, the way he controlled it and the way the pace on the ball, Dominic Szoboszlai didn't have to break stride. It was absolutely beautiful. And then he's got his goal, and that's what he did. And he did that a large portions of the season last year. You know, he might not have been the best player in the games, but he steps up at crucial moments, and that's what he's done today, again.
Yeah, and it could have been very easy for him to feel a bit nervous, but he didn't look nervous at all, did he, when stepping up for that penalty, full of confidence in that moment?
Oh, I think he just backs himself all day in them situations.
Do you think he ever has moments of self-doubt when he is going through a period of form where he's maybe not at his prolific best like we're used to?
I think to have the career that he's had, I'd say no.
No.
I generally don't. I think he'd have that much belief in him, but like, a player of that stature would have a routine going into his penalties, and he'll just go into a zone where like you won't even see the crowd. You know, you can see the big breath he takes before. He has a certain amount of steps. He stands, he takes his time, breathes, and then it's routine to go up and take the penalty. For me, he just zone out into a completely different place and just concentrates on the ball.
2 goals and 4 assists since he's come back from AFCON. And a lot of people, when he came back from AFCON, thought, would that affect him? Would that impact him? Because it maybe did a bit last time, but we've definitely not seen any signs of that, Jay.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, even at the AFCON, I think he'd done really well for his country. He loves playing for his country. He's always scoring big goals. He takes them, you know, to the AFCON semi-finals, to the finals. And he's an icon there, and he's a world-class footballer for me. The stats that he's done over the last 8-9 years that he's been at this club are phenomenal. I think, you know, the levels of that he's played at, the goals he scored, the assists, the things that he's won, it's extraordinary. So for people to question him still baffles me.
Well, more reaction from us to come here pitch side, but let's head into the tunnel now to get some reaction from the Reds. Curtis Jones is with Pete McDowell.
Well, Curtis, congratulations through to the last 16. Big performance from the boys again tonight.
Yeah, I think so as well. Yeah, obviously we scored 3 goals. We've got a clean sheet, so that's the important thing. Obviously, we played against a team that is a really good team, that they've got a good bond. They indeed know how to play. So, yeah, we managed that well, and the important thing that we're obviously through into the next round.
You'd be happy with your goal as well. You've waited a while, haven't you? But it was worth the wait.
I think so, yeah. It's mad because I've been saying that obviously I've played better games than when, you know, there's been times when I'm scoring more goals. And I just want to go and play. If I have to play as a full-back, if I'm a centre-mid, I'm always there to help the team. So, yeah, if I can score more goals, that's obviously a bonus as well. And that's what I went and done.
Playing in that position, you get that bit of freedom, don't you? You look at the game a different way as a midfield player, and like you've, yeah. Do you?
I mean, they were tired of me, so it wasn't. I mean, I wouldn't say it was freedom. You know, we obviously have a style of play where I'm involved in the game a lot. I'm not like a fullback where I'm stuck there and I'm just a defensive player. Obviously, I'm involved in the game, and as you see in there, I've arrived in the box and scored. But on the flip side of that, you know, you still have to be wise to that, you know, that I'm a centre mid, and they'll probably aim on my side. And a load of long balls obviously came on my side, so I had to, I had to deal with that as well. But yeah, on the flip side, yeah, I just want to help the team. And if I have to play there, I'll play there with a smile on my face and do the best I can.
Defensively as well, to get the clean sheet at the second in a week after such a good performance during the midweek, important to stretch these performances back-to-back, isn't it?
Well, that's what we have to do, yeah. I think the season, as everybody's obviously seen, has been up and down. But yeah, it's important now that we use this and kick on from this when obviously in the Champions League still, and yeah, we're through in the FA Cup as well, so it's down to us now as a team to see what we've done well, and just keep that going.
It's a big competition, isn't it? You've got such great memories of being involved and celebrating these wins. It's hopefully one we can go all the way in again this year.
100%, yeah. I think a team like this, you know, and the fans obviously expect a lot as well. As I've already said, that the season has been up and down. But yeah, you know, if we can come away with the FA Cup and the Champions League, I think that's, you know, I think it can be special with all the stuff that's happened around. Lads have obviously left and lads have came in. It's not clicked as fast as we thought it would, but yeah, the new lads now are obviously in the team and they're playing with a confidence as well. So yeah, they're helping us out loads. So yeah, if we can come away with the Champions League and the FA Cup, it'll be amazing.
Finally, you've performed under pressure there. James Milner watching the interview. He's somebody you look up to, but that was a pressurised interview for you there.
I'm not going to say a lot, yeah, because he's smiling in the background. But yeah, a man that I look up to, a man that's guarded me from a kid. And yet he set the bar high in terms of all the games that he's played. You know, he's a great athlete and a professional. If you could turn it around now and see what he's doing. There we go, Millie.
Talk us through
one again. But yeah, as I said, he's a big part of why and the way I am. You know, he was a winger and then he played in centre mid. He's obviously had to play as a fullback as well. So yeah, he's obviously a big part of why my mind frame is the way it is.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Well, good to see Curtis Jones there. I mean, he's in the tunnel avoiding the snow that we are currently dealing with here at Anfield. It doesn't actually look that bad on those pictures, but we are getting a little bit cold out here. It was nice to hear from Curtis though, wasn't it, and especially seeing James Milner. It was a shame that he didn't get to come on and get the reception he'd have wanted at Anfield.
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, for whatever reason, the manager didn't feel it was right to bring him on. Like you say, I think it'd be an unbelievable moment for him to come back to Anfield and get the applause that he deserves, you know, because we spoke about him before the game. You know, he's done unbelievable things for these clubs. He's an unbelievable free transfer. He's an unbelievable professional. You know, that would obviously, the appearances then would obviously go up again. So, yeah, it's a missing touch for the fans to see him. But, you know, there's obviously a different agenda from the manager that he's obviously saving him for the games coming forward.
I don't think he's very sentimental there, manager, is he? Just like,
no.
He had the opportunity to put him on there and the fans to acknowledge and appreciate what James Milner's done for his football club. And I think it would have been a nice touch. So it is a bit of a shame. It is what it is.
Yeah, well, reflecting there on a player that was at Liverpool, but there's been a lot of new faces, hasn't there? And Curtis there was chatting about how it's taken a little while for things to settle, for things to click with some of the new teammates. But it's a performance like tonight, just further evidence that everything is starting to gel with this side now, Tomo.
Yeah, it's taken time. That's a really positive performance, the Sunderland game. I think this performance is really positive, obviously. Goals and clean sheets. And I think when we beat Brighton in the league here and we won 2-0, I think everyone was saying, is, you know, can you take the positives out of there and go into the next? Well, I didn't think we could, because we actually conceded a lot of chances and we were very lucky in that game to come away, you know, 2-0 victors. So these performances where they didn't create any chances. So that's a positive. We got a clean sheet. That's a positive. And actually, we scored some really good goals, some real good quality, and put some good moves together at times. So, and, you know, we rested a few players, so no injuries. It's an absolute positive.
No injuries,
and yeah, we can
is a
take
huge
this
positive,
into the next game.
Yeah, definitely. And a clean sheet is something that we have to reflect on, because, like you mentioned, Brighton are a team that do create a lot, and we needed Alisson Becker a few times in that game, one just before the first half and then the second one denying Dunk. How good was he in goal tonight? Because maybe some expected him not to start in this one.
Yeah, you probably didn't expect him to see, but he's, you know, he wants to play every single game. Mm. I felt that Liverpool, probably in the last probably 10 to 12 games, people were questioning whether they could keep clean sheets. I felt that we were creating chances to go and score goals. So, you know, I think if you look back to last season, Liverpool probably won the title on winning a lot of games 1-0. You know, that clean sheet is a fundamental and a baseline for, you know, the team to go from. With him in goal, there's always that high chance it's going to be a clean sheet. He made a huge save just before half-time, I think, where Curtis Jones slipped to keep it at 1-0, you know, to go in there. He wasn't really tested, but whenever he's called upon, he's always he's a man mammoth in goal, isn't he?
You haven't mentioned his Cruyff turn at the end there.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, to be fair, that's a new one. He still makes me nervous.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was lovely. It was perfect, wasn't it? Good techers. Yeah, the techers.
But he's a world-class goalkeeper. And again, he's another one. You know, since he's come into the club, he's done nothing but get better, and prove people that he's one of the best in the world, if not the best.
What did you make, Tomo, of the defensive performance from the side tonight?
I thought, again, Canard and Verge, magnificent. Obviously, Kirk has his best performance by absolute country mile. And Curtis, so solid over on the right-hand side as well, and got his goal. So, you know, from a defensive point, and everyone in midfield, we were good. And Verge was dropping in when he needed to. You know, there's a lot of positives to be taken out tonight, and we've got to take them into the next game. It's about building now from in on in to the end of the season, because, you know, there's some targets and goals that need achieving. Obviously, the top four being a priority, you know, then having a good run in the Champions League. And, let's see if we see how far we can go in this competition, because we all love a little trip to Wembley, don't we?
We do. We're all dreaming of a little trip to Wembley, aren't we? Jay, let's focus a little bit more on Kirkes' performance, because it's fair to say he had a few critics when he joined the club and his early performances here. What did he show tonight?
I think, do you know what, first of all, I think a lot of people forget he's only 21 years old. Mm. And I think, you know, he came from Bournemouth. He had a fantastic time at Bournemouth. He came to Liverpool, and, you know, in the most respectful way towards Bournemouth. Liverpool is a multi-step from Bournemouth. Liverpool is one of the biggest clubs in the world. So when he first came in, there was a lot of pressure on him to perform. People did question him whether he could handle the pressure. But over time, he started to find his rhythm, find his play. And tonight, for me, I think that defensively, like 10 out of 10, I don't think anybody got past him. His aggression's getting more on the ball. His possession stats are probably going up as well. He's creating more going forward. But I just think as an all-round performance, I totally agree with Tom. I felt, for me, it was probably one of his best performances in Liverpool shirt so far.
And both the fullbacks, Jay, were quite narrow actually in the build-up, weren't they? What impact do you think that had on creating chances and Kerkez being able to get in those spaces?
Do you know what? I think it causes teams problems because then it opens up the passing lanes from your centre-back straight into your wide men. So like Virgil's able to find Cody quicker. And then on the right-hand side, Konate is able to find Mo quicker. I also feel as if with Jones, he can be deeper to play, but he can also roll into midfield and create overloads. So there's that nice flexibility of players being able to play in different positions, obviously higher or lower, to help Liverpool play forward quicker. And I just felt with them two tonight, in going to join in, knowing that McAllister, Virgil and Konate are that triangle of defence, they've got freedom to go and express themselves and go forward.
How did they make sure that they weren't frail defensively, knowing that those players were going to be playing wide and play such an attacking role?
I feel that that triangle connection, so like I say, with Konate, Virgil and McAllister, it was knowing that they're always there to secure, you've always got an overload, because most teams, if you're going to get your fullbacks bombing on, their wingers are always going to track back. It's just the way that the game's gone nowadays. I feel as if like teams will only ever leave really one or two maximum up. So if we always have that triangle of a free security, we've always got a plus one. We'll always be secure, so when the ball comes out, we can then regain our attack and then go again.
We were better with possession as well. We didn't give it up easy. I think sometimes when you give it up easy, you're prone to a counter-attack and being all over the place. But we didn't give it away easy or cheaply today. We were solid.
Yeah, definitely. And Tomo, it's easy to forget with a 3-0 win that there was two offside goals in there as well. Cody Gakpo and Rio Nkomoa. Both of those fair decisions for you, or would VAR have intervened if that was in play tonight?
VAR would have given Rio's. He wasn't offside and neither was Ekitike. So I think that was a bit of a mistake and it's a shame really because it was such a wonderful finish. But Cody's, I think, was the right decision.
Nice to see some of the younger guys as well coming off the bench and having a bit of an impact.
Yes and no for our game tomorrow. Obviously, I'm still waiting to find out obviously what effect that will have. But listen, we want nothing more than our boys to get an opportunity to come and play at Anfield. We spoke about it again before the game, a Saturday night at 8 o'clock in front of Anfield, for them to get an opportunity to come and play, showcase themselves, 3-0. It's a better place, you know, better time to come on in the game. But yeah, gutter for Rio because it's an outstanding finish, but happy for Trey and for Calvin to get on as well.
Yeah, and through Tomo to the fifth round of the FA Cup. You mentioned there Wembley a little bit earlier, but does this feel like a real priority, particularly considering both the lineup and the performance that the team put in tonight?
Yeah, and you know, obviously depending on how the draw goes on Monday, I think anyone who comes to Anfield would start to fancy our chances now. Really, it starts to get exciting now, doesn't it? I don't think you can underestimate this competition from here on in. You've got to take it serious because there is a real opportunity for us to go and win something.
I'm Jan Mulvey, and I just wanted to remind you not to miss the Premier League preview show on LFC TV and All Red Video. As well as all the best pre-match stats and interviews, the show includes live coverage of the boss's pre-match press conference. Oh, and they have great guests too. So that's the Premier League preview show. It's live, usually on Friday mornings, but check the listings each week for exact timings. Up the Reds.
Welcome back. We are still here braving the weather at Anfield, but let's head inside to the tunnel now where Pete McDowell has been catching up with the manager, Arne Slot.
Well, boss, congratulations. It's been a really good week. Followed up a great result in midweek with that progression to the last 16 now.
Yeah, it's been a good week. It could have been a really good week. Then we should have won against City, which we maybe deserved. But I think if you look at the last 5, 6, 7, 8 games, for me at least, it's clear to see the progression we've made. And that progression is mainly physical. So we are much more able now to play 3 games in 7 or 8 days, which we struggled with a lot in the first part of the season.
Was that part of the selection process tonight as well? You managed to give some players that rest. You spoke about it on Friday. You were losing sleep over what to do, because that risk versus reward is such a big risk at times.
Yeah, it's a real difficult one because we want to compete in the FA Cup. We want to compete in every league we are playing in. But on the other hand, it's constantly 13 to 14, the same players. And one or two of them were on the edge a few times already, tight hamstrings or other issues. So I wanted to come out with a strong team today and not make too many substitutions, but I cannot take the risk of another injury. And that's a difficult balance sometimes to find. Now people would say, ah, you made the right choice. But yeah, that's always when you win. People always think you made the right choice. And if you lose, it's 99 out of 100 times the wrong choice.
Loads of positives tonight. Your right back scores. Good news with a right back for a change. Mo gets a goal and an assist and another goal for Dom Soboslai. That, you know, that there's going to be an archive of these, isn't there? Just brilliant goals week after week. He's now into double figures for the year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a surprise to me. And I think Dominic is another example of a player that came from the Bundesliga 2.5 years ago. In the progress he's made at his age, that is something I think we can on a similar level expect from Florian, from Hugo, from all the others we've signed. So that is the beneficial thing of signing young players. Sometimes they need a bit of time to adapt, especially when they come to a new league, to a new country. But the moment they adapt, there's a lot of progress possible. And Dominic is, I liked him already so much last season, but this season he's even more special. And I think I see the same pattern for Florian and Hugo already happening. That's why I've said so many times that the future looks bright for Liverpool.
Another clean sheet as well. You'd be delighted with that, won't you? Ali was magnificent tonight when called upon.
Yeah, yeah. Very important save just before half-time. I think so many times I've stood here saying first chance they had went in. But that definitely wasn't the case today. Not for the first time for Brighton. I think they've been really unlucky throughout the season, which was tonight for us a good thing. But because they had two very good opportunities in the first half, a header from the corner that was quite open and that one-on-one that Ali saved. And as a result of this, you go in at halftime with 1-0 and not much later we scored a second. And then you feel that it's that the game is ours, and even more after our scoring the 3-0.
Just finally a chance for a breather as well. No game midweek. I mean, the rest is as important now, isn't it, to get players just at that level again. You talk about the games every three days.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that if you play so many games, which you have to do if you're a Premier League side playing in the Champions League, trying to go all the way in the League Cup or in the FA Cup, that's why so many teams have so big squads. We have a bit of a different model, and we've been very unlucky with long-term injuries. That's why it's constantly on the same 13, 14 players. Mm-hmm. And then you need to take care of them. And a way of taking care of them is also giving them rest. So they indeed will have a few days off now. But we will have enough time to prepare us in the best possible way for Forest, which is, again, another challenge. I've been here now for 1.5 year. I've been able to beat them, let alone... Yeah, no, I haven't been able to win against them. Only one draw, I think. Yeah, two losses. So that tells you how difficult Forest is for us. So we have to prepare really well for next week.
Good to get some reaction from the boss, Arne Slot, there. Understandably elated with that performance from the Reds. It was interesting he said, wasn't it, about bouncing back after the Manchester City result with a great performance and win against Sunderland and then another win tonight. Did it feel like a defining week in terms of, after that City result, exactly what Liverpool needed?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, for large part, OK, City probably had the upper hand in the first half, but then the second half, Liverpool were all over them. We found ourselves ahead with an unbelievable finish from... Like Dom saying, as always, we seem to be talking about how good his goals are. But, you know, things changed and they panned out how they did. But then, you know, the reactions go to Sunderland Stadium. It's a really difficult place to go. The performance that we put on showed the reaction and the quality that we have in this squad. And then to go on again, it was one of them ones where we needed a result. And we went out and got a result. So, you know, it's a real positive week. The biggest, obviously, downside to that is losing Water. But tonight, the main things about tonight are, like he said, clean sheets, free goals, no injuries, and the players will get a well-earned rest.
Tomo Slot's never too high, never too low, is he? He always feels quite measured in his reflections on things. But secretly, do you think he'll know just how significant the last two results have been when you're thinking about getting in those Champions League spots for next season and potentially getting a trophy at the end of this one as well?
Yeah, and I think potentially it could have been a lot worse, you know, after the City defeat with Chelsea and then Man United in midweek, both draw and give us a bit of a boost. Then us go to getting the points of Sunderland. So we've closed that gap a little bit. It's not been too catastrophic, but the gaffer's a bit of a perfectionist, isn't he? So, you know, he would have wanted that victory over City, but it is what it is. It was a decent second half performance against City. Sunderland was brilliant performance, good solid away performance, and this again, as enabled us to draw a lot of positivity. We do look back to something like we did last year. You know, we got a bit more tempo, got some legs in there. Yet, yeah, what the gaffer's talking about there, rotating the squad and trying to keep everybody fresh. I mean, it's a valid point because we haven't got a small squad. We've let a lot of players go in the summer, and we've only brought in 4 or 5 really. So, yeah, the squad is a bit thin. We've been unfortunate with injuries and suspensions, but we're going to have to make do and kick on.
Let's look ahead then to the weekend. It's back to the Premier League, and there's a couple of fixtures that we need to keep an eye on. From the 3 p.m.s, Villa are taking on Leeds. It's Brentford versus Brighton. Chelsea are at home to Burnley. Then it's West Ham versus Bournemouth, and City versus Newcastle wraps up Saturday night. Sunday sees Palace welcome Wolves. Our trip to the City Ground, of course, to take on Nottingham Forest and Sunderland versus Fulham. And then it's the North London derby, Spurs versus Arsenal. Come Monday, we'll not know who we want to support as Everton take on Manchester United at the Hill Dickinson Stadium. Well, it's fair to say, isn't it? It's become a massive game on Sunday. No matter their form, going to the City Ground is always a daunting prospect. But Jay, probably adding a whole new element into the mix, the fact they might have a new manager on the sidelines.
Do you know what we were actually just talking about? Then the new manager bounce effect, you know, you're hoping it doesn't kick in. They've obviously got a difficult game on Thursday, the Europa League first. That's going to be a challenging one for them. And it's actually quite nice for it not to be us playing midweek and then having to play such quick succession. So, you know, the manager said there, the lads have got plenty of time to recover before we go into a difficult game at the City Ground, because even though, like you say, they've had an up and down season, it's still a real difficult place to go. And Liverpool, again, are going to have to be on top form to bring something from the City Ground.
Well, it looks like it's going to be Vitor Pereira coming in. He'd be their fourth permanent manager this season, yeah. Tomo, what have you made of everything that's going on there at that club?
I think it's a mess, really. I think if you get your recruitment right, then you shouldn't have to change your manager that many times during the season. I think he's very emotional, the owner there. Very impulsive. But it was an interesting one, actually, because he called the players in after, or the senior players into the boardroom after the match. And within 5 hours, the manager's sacked. So whatever they've said, they've not been happy with. I don't think it was particularly they were upset with Sean Dyche. I just don't think they were too happy with the entire backroom staff either. So, you know, he's made the decision because that club cannot afford to be relegated, and make no bones about it, they are in a relegation battle, and they've spent so much money. They've got a lot of players in there, some excellent players as well. You know, we've just got to make sure that we go there on Sunday and get the job done, be professional like we have done over the last two games, and make sure we get the points in the bag, because it will be difficult. It's always tight, always an intimidating atmosphere there. Over the last couple of times I think we've been there, or I've been there, you know, we've left it very late a few times. So no. I'm looking forward to it, actually, because, you know, we want to take this form into the next game.
Yeah, Jay, what do you think we need to bring to the Forest Ground on Sunday? Because we know the result here, 3-0 when they came to Anfield, wasn't ideal, was it?
No, Liverpool, again, it's a bit of a cliche saying, but Liverpool just have to look after themselves. I think, you know, the form that we're going into, the rhythm that we seem to be finding ourselves in, I agree with the bedding of the new players is starting to really come out now. You know, you don't know, there could be a few changes again. You know, it could be Gomez at right back. The manager might keep it very similar, you know, apart from obviously bringing Hugo in or Ryan back into midfield. So I think Liverpool have just got to go there, and I think with our quality, and listen, Forest have got a good squad, but in my opinion, Liverpool's is a better squad, and we need to go there full of confidence because of obviously the last two performances, probably 6 or 7 performances have been really, really good. We now just make sure that we both be clinical in both boxes and obviously make sure that we keep our clean sheets.
Do you think it makes it a tougher test, Tomo, the fact that they have just got rid of one manager and that it could be a potential bounce?
Yeah, you could get that potential bounce, but also it could backfire on them. You know, they select the wrong team, or
it's like the fifth view system of playing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it could backfire on them.
That is it for this episode of The Reaction. We'll be back again next Sunday with more analysis and interviews after the Premier League meeting with Nottingham Forest. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure that you never miss an episode. Bye for now.